to say that Joe Matthews later on was expelled, as you know, for stealing the money. And I don't know what nefarious activities he was up to in the Communist Party. He was kicked out. Then he went to Botswana, and then something else happened there. Now, she takes his word for granted. Joe Matthews was of the opinion that the defeat of their candidates, that's the candidates of the All African Convention, turned the convention against the Native Representative Council. Now, you see the twist in that remark?
Oh, yeah, that's...
And the quotation by Joe Matthews, yeah, who has got no reputation whatsoever, politically and personally. And that this was the reason that organization in 1943 adopted a resolution to boycott the council, that is the NRC. Now here, Mariana absolutely twists the holiness of the convention. Because after the ANC deserted the convention, when they started operating these segregation acts, then the convention took a resolution that anybody who operates the act shall be expelled from the organization. Thereafter, Morocco was expelled from the organization because he became a member of the NRC.
Now, I want to add to what you...
I'm finished now.
I will
permit you to do so.
All right. I really say the fellows who in fact took the decision in Cape Town as the leaders of the convention, the majority of those fellows were the old leaders of Congress. Because Congress was an older organization and was quite a big organization at one time. And these were the known people. So when they now met, when we now met for the first time in the 1936 Unity Movement, it was natural that the population elected to the executive.
You mean in the convention?
I'm talking about now the Unity Movement. It was natural that they would put in the executive all the old, well-known leaders of the past. So the majority of them who went to Cape Town that time, then came back with this idea of who sold out there, were in fact the Congress. Then they pulled out of the Unity Movement.
Darling, it's not the Unity Movement then; it's the convention. It's the 36. We are speaking.
I'm sorry. You're quite right. Then now they pull out of the
convention.
Of the convention. Yeah. And they stand for elections. Now the convention, having decided for the boycott, expelled all the people who stood for elections. The Moroccans, the Matthewses, and the rest of them were expelled. And we went further in the Transkei, the Voters Association, the voters was also led by the old leaders. Voters Association, every branch of them in the Cape, expelled every member of the
The NRC.
NRC. Now, so this business about the young fellow is just nonsensical.
Now, if you will
understand that all these men were expelled, and now you're expelling old and well-known leaders, you know, fellows who were the... At that time, you know, we didn't have so many educated people as you have today. So you can understand with what respect they were treated. But when it came to this, we expelled them. Now, how would we expel them if the convention didn't take the decision?
You see, I just want to make a one comment. In reading this article, not enough attention has been paid to the revolutionary aspect of the boycott, because the boycott was the first almost revolutionary tactic that was used to overthrow the old compromises and the old yes boss, ya boss. Here, there was this, we don't accept anything inferior. We reject anything or anything that is inferior. And we don't want it. So this was a new spirit that had come with the boycott. And that revolutionary possibilities that the boycott aroused, it aroused the passions of people. You should have been at the meetings of the elections when the white stood for elections, then Martino stood for elections in the Cape. When Mrs. Ballinger stood for elections in the Eastern Province, that is when the boycott really took off. Now these were the three white elections. When Basner stood for elections, there was an uproar in the hall. And these whites, for the first time, they saw the masses up in uproar against them. Now that was a really astounding thing. So that she has a quote there where Basner says, if the people's use and support the boycott against me, I will not stand for elections. This is what Basner, she comes out with that. Because by then, that the people were already up in arms, and that boycott was a thing that really broke the whole community. That you wouldn't say it was a placid community, you know what I mean? There were stirrings underneath, but it was, would you say, the peasant mentality, the heaviness of the past was there, the old hidebound weight of the past was there, as if they were still weighed down by the heavy past, the conquest, their inferior position.
By far, the majority of the population, of the black population, were peasants.
Yeah.
By far.
Yeah. The weight of the past, the heaviness of the oppression, the understanding of the new ways, not where they were, the break with the old tribal ways. All this was weighing heavily on the people, and you had a few educated people, mission trained, who brought them the new ideas, who enlightened them. Oh yes, they mean this, they mean that. This is what the new act means. This is what you have to do. And so the people stood in line to queue up for passes, for this, for that, for jobs. Now, all this weighed on the people. They were still in the state of disorganization. They were still led by these people. And as we call the whites who represented the blacks, the white leader goats. You've read the book of. The white leader goats are leading the sheep.
And later on.
And they took on. And it took off. People understood that. Now that was. Now, the boycott itself must be analyzed in the situation. And who were we? What was the voice we had? We had a very small voice, if you know. But the idea was revolutionary. Because in it, in this boycott, there was that the people should forge their own future, create their own life.
Did the three whites belong to a specific organization, or did they, were they independent?
No, it is not. Mrs. Ballinger was the wife of the fellow who was seconded to Kandali to break the country, the ICU. Moltino was one of the liberals, was the son of a well-known liberal, old liberal, was Moltino.
In the old,
in the old
parliament,
that's
Moltino.
Right. And who was the other?
Basner.
Oh, Basner was an upstart.
Basner was an upstart.
He was
a new novarish.
Yeah, new novarish.
He was a lawyer, very smart lawyer.
He was a smart lawyer. Mm.
He was looking both left and right, but he had the language and the big opportunist. It was an interesting mixture of opportunism, but he had a personality.
Can you tell us about the founding conference of the Unity Movement in 43?
The founding conference of the Unity Movement.
Is that the one at Bloemfontein?
I think it was the one.
It was, first of all, it was the All African Convention that issued invitations to the Unity Movement. I think we had issued that statement. What do you call that statement? Yeah, that's right. And then we sent invitations to the leadership of the colored people and also the Indian people. And that this conference would take place immediately after the convention meeting in Bloemfontein. So which did happen, in fact. After the convention finished this conference, it elected a few people, you know, to represent it, to meet the executives of the others. And the Indians didn't turn up, but the colored people turned up. Now, you are asking about the Unity Movement. I think you are jumping the gun. You ought to ask in the first place about the anti-care, of which there is a whole lot of so-and-so today. How, do you know how the anti-care was formed?
Was it in response to the CAC?
Pardon?
Was it in response to the CAC?
But that's right, but how did it come about? Mm-hmm. See what I mean?
So tell us about the anti-care.
Yeah, that is what we would. And now, to go back to that, we're going to come back to another little lie that is being formed a little bit here in connection with the students' body. What do they call it now? The New Era Fellowship. You see what I mean? The Anti-CAD was formed, I should say, I make the statement that we participate. We did a lot to a preparation in order to get the anti-CAD. Now we had been defeated in Bloemfontein. That was, we were all there, when, and their brother and so on. We were defeated in having this, the boycott. But we learned something there. And we thought we will now bring that something to the colored people. This bringing of the all the organizations of the people together. But this was what we learned at the convention. But now there was a reason for us to know that they are going to now attack the colored people. I think I mentioned it the other day, didn't I?
Yes, the opening of the mines.
And that's right. And then they were going to have the colored, what do you call it, the colored, like the native...
Labor supply.
Yeah?
Migrant workers.
Native Affairs Department.
Native Affairs Department. Now they were going to have a colored affairs department for the same reason. Now we knew all this, so we started to prepare ourselves, and we're going to have a colored all African convention, so to speak. See what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Right. But now the question was how to get to it.
Colored people.
How to get to the colored people.
How would they organize?
Now, yeah. Now you had the leaders were thoroughly reactionary. Fellows like Gao, you know Reverend Gao, and you know the Goldings, and that crowd. You couldn't get through them. So we thought of an idea. We'll use their own children, that is the NEF, to call a meeting. Now, let me stop there a little now to come back to ask how the NEF was formed in the first place. Is that all right?
Sure.
Okay.
If you don't get confused.
All right, you'll correct me and I'm confused.
Why?
The NEF was formed this way. Young fellows like Ben Keys and that crowd, I think Van Squall was that
Arthur
crowd.
Davis
and Arthur Davis and so on, were at the University of Cape Town. And they were isolated there.
Edgar Maurice was one of them.
So they came to Gulam. You know, Gulam had an open house. You know, the young people would go there, they'd have drinks there when they wanted to. So they came to Gulam and they put this problem to him. So Gulam came to us, we were already in a party at the time, two of us. And he says, look, this is the young people are talking this way.
I know you're opposed to colored organizations, but
yeah. So what do we do? So we decided, we thought, what about forming an organization of the students? They do so that the students at the university have a home somewhere. They don't have to worry about the being, you know, boycotted by the whites there. But we said it should not be a thing for the university students only. High school students, Trafalgar and these places there, should also come and join in. Now, we said, now we will help form the thing, but we must see to it that they themselves run it. That is how the NEF was formed. So Gulam, of course, went and told them this, and then it was organized that way. So the NEF came into being.
And in fact, the young fellows used to call upon us to come and give lectures there. And then we would also encourage them to get, you know, the lectures from the university.
But we would also organize the blacks to come in.
Yeah, the blacks as well.
To come in.
That's right.
Black workers to come in and join.
Yeah.
And we would have study groups, study Marxism.
Now, wait a minute, darling. Let us
finish. National movement.
Now you're going away from now the trend to the formation of the Adiket. Now, we then had this established, and it became very popular. So we thought, now how do we get to the colored people to form what we want, this federation? We said, we can't call them, they won't come. Insofar as we they are concerned, we are dirty communists, finished. So we said, now we use the NEF. We got the NEF to call a meeting of the leaders of the various organizations amongst the colored people. And they did call this meeting, and because they were confronted with this business of...
Let's talk about the agenda. We called all the colored leaders to come and discuss at this meeting the implications of the Colored Affairs Department Act institution and the Colored Affairs Council.
We called it through the students.
We called the meeting of all the leaders, NEF.
Through the NEF.
NEF called a meeting of all the known leaders to attend a meeting to discuss the implications of this act.
Now you can understand for yourselves that at that time, students wouldn't come to such, you know, the idea wouldn't come at that time, because the political development hadn't reached what it has reached today. So somebody older would have to do that, and we did it. So, and they came, the Gaus were there, and so on and so on.
Yes, all the colored leaders, some of the colored leaders who were then resident in Cape Town, Gao came, Dolly came,
Dolly and the Goldie.
A chemist.
Castlebridge.
Yeah, I never seen.
And the Goldings.
Yes, I already said Goldings.
Yes.
Gao, Dolly, Golding, one or two others of the APO came, and so we started discussing. I think it was Ben who gave. The
paper was prepared outside, you see, and the paper was prepared in order to make it possible to found this thing. So then it was given to Ben
to deliver.
Ben Keyes. Now, so it worked that way. And then the thing was delivered, and believe it or not, somebody quite unexpected moved that this organization become a permanent organization.
No, darling, that a committee be formed.
Anti-CAD committee,
anti-CAD, since these provisions were inimical to the interests of the colored people who had the vote, who had this and that and so on, and since these acts were inimical to the interest and so on, they had to form a committee to deal with this institution. Whether the name was then invented, I don't know. But a committee was elected there. And Mr. Gow was elected, and Mr. Dolly was elected, and Mr. whatever X, Y, Z, and some of us were also elected to this committee, naturally.
That's right.
So the committee was elected, and they were called, and then the whole exposure was taken, The act was fully dealt with, and it was decided to give it a name, and with this, shall I say, we were now given the proper christening, you know what I mean. Water was holy water was poured on us, and then we went all out. And we were now in our full element of now coming out.
Anti-cad.
Yeah, as anti-cad, and we now started organizing.
The anti-cad national.
And we now came out of the boycott.
Now, you know why they did in fact to come like it, the reactionaries did come? Because they had seen this happening to what they called the natives. And the natives were not going to be ahead of them. So they agreed to have now the same kind of thing for the colored people. So that's how the anti-cad was formed.
And it took off like a wind.
Yeah.
People understood because we had learned a lesson. Oh, yes. And we formed committees all over and formed a national anti-cad. So there you are. That's how the anti-cad came into being, how it was formed, who was elected in. Gowan, Golding then, later on, now stood for this colored CAC. And now everybody went home and lashed him. They just gave
because
him.
Because we were now practicing the non-collaboration. So anyone who went to the CAC was a leper.
Do you recall who actually moved the formation of the committee? Do you recall who moved the formation of the committee?
Oh yes, they existed right up to then.
No, but who moved the...
Who tabled the motion?
Who tabled the original proposal?
No, never mind that now. It doesn't matter.
That's one of our Steve's.
It doesn't matter.
The formation of our committee. You know.
And they couldn't say no. You see?
Because it would be, shall I say... logical.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be a brilliant idea, but it was a logical idea that would develop.
The truth of the matter is you have forgotten who did actually move. And it doesn't matter.
Was it you?
All right, never mind.
Oh, well, I don't know what you mean.
But it doesn't matter. The personalities don't matter in this matter. But what we were trying to do was to put into proper perspective, first of all, the anti-cad, how it came about. Because later on, it came about when, at the time when they were now chasing glam all over the bloody place and so on. And the history was twisted as to who formed it and how it was formed. Now we go from there on to the unity movement. Now we invite the anti-cad and the convention invites the anti-cad and the Indian, what do they call themselves, John?
South African Indian Congress.
The South African Indian Congress and so on. But it doesn't turn up. But the anti-cad turns up, and it is at this point, that was the foundation of the unity movement.
What about the ANC?
The ANC did not turn up. No, it didn't turn up.
Yeah.
No, why? Because the ANC was being lambasted by the convention for being the... what do they call it? Forming committees for elections. You see, they were the little boys who were running, you know, the elections for the whites. So they couldn't come.
And so who drew up the document, the New Road?
The what?
the document which was tabled at the unit, at the founding
Does that matter now?
Well, it's very interesting.
it was those people who were politically advanced at the time.
Some names?
I do. It doesn't matter.
Now
the convention wrote it, and theoreticians in the convention was undoubtedly
IV. That doesn't matter
but
now.
The names really, we are not really concerned with that. Those were the ideas of the unity movement, you know?
Yeah.
So we are not saying, what we want here, what we want to impress upon you is the question of the political education that the movement did, not the individuals. You know, the bourgeois attitude, the individual does matter, of course, but not to the extent that they make it, the individual or nothing.
They don't make history.
They don't make history. It's the ideas. And we were the spokesman for revolutionary ideas. We were the spokesman for the new revolutionary ideas. And if I didn't write
let me put it this way. When she says we were the spokesmen for revolutionary ideas, by this time a party had been formed, if you understand, what was known as, you should know about it, the Workers' Party.
You told them last time.
Yeah. Oh, that's right, which published a spark,
yeah.
You understand.
Yeah.
So anything that was done, you know, by any of us, had to do with the party.
Yes, whatever.